Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Mr. Arm, Velda von Minx, here at Trundle Manor. You are the keepers of the manor, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And von Minx, is that the Northampton von Minxes?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I thought I recognized it. Yes, the classic. What's going on here? What is Trundle Manor? Aside from one of the most stunningly visual places that I have ever been in.
Oh, you flatter us. Trundle Manor is our little piece of heaven as far as we go, but really it's just a tourist trap that we try to lure people in with. It's our private collection that got big enough to open to the public, and we've been doing it for about 6 years now.
So would you describe it as antiques, oddities?
It's a little of everything.
That and more, yeah. Different murdering devices, a taxidermy. We're like the professional Addams Family, we've said.
But oh,
we've sort of made it more than that.
Now, is there a rhyme or reason or a curatorial process? Like, if you find an odd object, is it, well, this is too weird or this is not weird enough to be included?
The only thing that we found too weird were human fetuses. That was a little too much for us.
But other fetuses are
okay. We've got plenty of animal fetuses.
Many, many animal fetuses.
Jars and things. But the manor is open to the public. Is this true?
Yeah, we do. It's all by appointment and it's all by donation. And it's, you know, just sort of our after hours thing to do as opposed to our jobs that make us money, because unlike the Addams Family, we are not affluent as far as that goes.
We try.
Where did the Addams Family's riches come from?
Did they ever describe it? Privately wealthy, they said. They, you know, investments maybe. They didn't really describe it.
Yeah, I always wondered about that.
It looked like pirate gold, it seemed like.
Okay.
Something unsavory.
Once again, old money.
Yeah.
Very good. So what do you think is probably the most unusual object that you've acquired here?
Most unusual. Well, one of the favorites.
We always go for Olivia's singing tumor. It was the tumor removed from the uterus of a belly dancer. That's one of our friends.
Good friend of
locally.
Ours.
And she was able to keep it somehow. So now it's in a little jar and it sings. It has its own theme song.
Wow. All right. That's hard to beat. I'll give you that one. What have been some of the reactions that visitors have had upon, you know, touring Trundle Manor?
So far, all good.
Yeah, we've never had a very negative response. Nobody ever left screaming or crying or, you know, yelled things at us. We have a guest book and there's all kind of affirmations
penises
from people.
Drawn. Oh, yes.
They also penises drawn. Yeah. We get some interesting people.
Well, a variety, indeed. Now, where do you feel is probably the oddest home or location that you yourselves have ever visited? I know you've set the bar high with Trundle Manor, but
we don't go out of the house that often.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say.
When you have everything here, I mean, why travel, right?
The manor keeps us hostage. You know? But as far as oddest place that we've gone, I think that's so hard to say.
Probably one of our family's homes that lives in a McMansion in some god-awful suburban tract.
Right.
That always makes us very sad.
Yeah, that's odd for us. We don't like that.
Now, is the Trundle Manor style exportable? Like, could you be hired for interior design
we
if somebody said,
to.
I want this?
If somebody, if someone would give me a chunk of money that I could go and spend, then yes, I could
money
find
talks.
Things for them to have.
Yeah. Indeed. And I think this, it feels to me, I mean, having met you, that it's your own personal style exploded onto the walls, you know? I mean,
a lot of things that have exploded onto the walls.
But, you know, your style very much matches, you know, your surroundings. I have to say, that is a fine mustache, sir. I think that does take some skill to maintain, yes?
It kind of does this on its own.
Are you kidding? Really? You just kind of...
I just add the wax. just to keep all the frills from popping up.
Does that style have a name, a title, or the
handlebar?
The handlebar. Very good.
Simple. Very good. You can't be a villain without some kind of facial hair.
Right. Now, do you consider yourself a villain?
Always.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But in the old-fashioned way, the old villains always had a reason to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
He would tie the girl to the railroad tracks because she was threatening to leave him. Things like that.
Yeah, scoundrel-ish.
Right. Yes. You know? Like stealing candy from babies.
There's
that
always
type of
a reason. You know?
Right.
And we think it's a good reason, at least.
Sure.
The we in my head do.
Villains also have the better wardrobe. I mean, you've got to admit.
The better backstory, the best lines, absolutely.
Sexier.
Yes. Yes, I am 100% in agreement there. Now, you have been kind enough to make me a Trundle Manor cocktail here. Mm-hmm. Our martinis aren't usually bright green, but what are we
not
having
poison,
here today?
I promise.
Well, I hope not because I have been enjoying it.
Although, isn't all alcohol? In the best way.
Tastes a little bit like licorice. What are we having here today?
The standard drink at Trundle Manor has always been absinthe. It's the old world way to be. And we found a distributor that distributes just to us, so we're quite happy about it.
Wow. Now, is that a fancy way of saying bootlegging?
In a way.
Very fancy.
Well, regardless, much appreciated. Now, how did this location find you, or you find this location? What was the first time you set foot in what is now Trundle Manor?
The driving force was to get out of an apartment, because I felt that doing these kind of things to an apartment just seemed a waste.
You're not getting your deposit back.
No. Then I went on a search for a home, found one within a week, and they said it was the fastest closing they'd ever done.
Oh.
Because I fell in love with this place. It has its own seating, its own area, and it's just big enough for what we are. At least for now.
So at the time, did you foresee it growing to what it is now, or that just kind of came organically?
Just kind of happened. The first room that we redid was the parlor that we're sitting in now, and that was just so we could move all the stuff that we already had in. The collection started growing to fit the space once we moved in. And it's one of the reasons that we don't go out that much, because we can't shop for things we can't fit in the house.
We're spoiled only children with no adult supervision. Right. So if we see things we want, they're coming home with us.
And very good.
It can't happen all that often.
Yeah, I mean, just some of the interesting things in this room. I mean, this beautiful hookah, for example. I think you and the president of the Carnegie Library are the only two guests that have ever had a hookah during an interview. And yours is nicely lit. Yes, agreed. A lot of taxidermy here, and I believe that both of you are taxidermists, yes?
When we need to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is a little spooky. Define when we need to be. If somebody needs to hide a body or something, we'll stuff it and make it look like something else.
Sure. Yeah. I could do that, yeah. But really, the simplest saying at Trundle Manor has always been, if we can't find something, we find out how to make it.
Oh, very
good. We had to teach ourselves quite a lot of different techniques. Taxidermy being one of them, because we didn't like or want the gaffery that other people were creating. We started getting a few beloved family pets, and to make them proper, which we gave the disclaimer, you have to know what we're going to do with this, right? We ended up making fighting catfish, which you could imagine is half cat and half something else. What would that be, darling?
Half cat, half some kind of bottom feeder, a carp.
Oh, it's a fish. Perhaps. It's just a fish.
Oh, yes. Cat, half fish.
So you'll splice traditional taxidermy together to create a new creature.
Oh, right behind
creature.
You is the werewolf mermaid.
I think that.
Oh, you know, amazingly, I hadn't focused on that yet, just only because there's so much. But yes, there is a wolf with flippers behind me. Oh, yeah, and a very nice fish tail. Well, that's going to unsettle me for the rest of this interview. Thank
He's
you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
We're in great company here. What do you feel has been your greatest taxidermical success?
That's a good question.
Our love story, if you'd like to tell.
Oh, sure. Our first date was doing taxidermy in the basement.
Our greatest success in taxidermy.
Yeah, I hadn't learned how to do it, and he was going to teach me. He said, I have a freezer full of dead squirrels, if you'd like to learn taxidermy in my basement.
And this was your first date?
Yes.
So it was love at first
slice.
Yeah, or love at first slice. You've said this before.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of have lines. But I do costuming, so I had to dress them up as a bride and groom. They're up there. And they handed me my engagement ring in the cemetery.
Oh, how long have you been married?
We've been engaged for a while.
Okay,
we're not married yet.
Oh, I didn't mean to put the pressure on.
This November.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
And they will be the wedding cake toppers.
And speaking of the Carnegie Library, we're trying to get the very first Carnegie Library's music hall as the place
in
we're going to do it.
Oh, very nice.
It's a beautiful 1880s building with a auditorium in it.
Yes. And it's all currently all torn to shreds, so it's perfect for us.
Perfect.
Yes. Now, are you able to host events here at Trundle Manor?
We have
all
sort of been secretly in our own way. We like them to be public, but to keep us from being a business, they're not public. But if you're one of our Facebook friends, you can easily find it.
Okay. It's kind of, if you don't know, you don't go.
Yeah.
Right. Sort of thing.
But we can make an appointment with you mm-hmm. to come and tour. And what is a tour here like?
It's about 45 minutes. I'll usually lead them around through all the rooms in the downstairs, talk about each little thing. I kind of tailor it to the people. So if they're more interested in one thing, I'll talk about that.
It's always one-on-one, too.
It's very
we
intimate
experience.
We don't
like the merge tours.
No.
And we do it by donation. So sometimes that's a bottle of liquor. Sometimes it's cash. Sometimes it's dead things. We're open.
But not Diners Club, right?
No, we don't.
God, no way. No, American Express,
that,
forget
just,
it.
I just keep their card and leave it at that. That would be fun.
Well, very interesting. And we can get in touch with you via the website or with mm-hmm. Facebook mm-hmm. To do that, certainly. Now, this is also your home that
yes.
you live full time?
Yeah. The room that we're in, we also use as our sort of television room. We have an 8-foot screen that pulls down.
And a projector up there.
Projector high definition.
Now, if you put a
that's
TV
our modern version of
in this room, I wouldn't be watching the TV at all. Because there's just so much to take in. So, I mean, I can't imagine what
I
it is.
I feel like it's empty, to be honest.
There is a little bit of wall things. Space.
I see a couple inches over there.
Yeah. Oh, and I love the paint color, the blood red. Yes, nice touch.
Yeah, five coats of red.
I can't imagine what it is like to live here on a daily basis, like just to come down and have your coffee in Trundle Manor.
It's quite calming, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The things tend to take care of us, so mentally we're okay. Although we did have recent impressions of what might be going on and why it's so comfortable for us.
That's right. We the previous owner, basically, to make a long story short, was a suicide in the house. And we've never felt anything unsavory, but we had somebody come over who was allegedly having
channeling.
A conversation with him, channeling him out of nowhere. He was not that type of person. But Charlie, the previous resident, apparently gives tours to the undead.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives tours to the dead like I give tours to the living. So there's a constant flow of energy, positive energy, and everyone's really happy, it seems.
Yeah, if you can get him to pay rent, I think you have got it
We're
made.
We're landlords.
He's paid us enough by letting us have his house.
And you know what I think is great? We're filming this on the 4th of July, so outside there's like fireworks going off. It sounds like
yeah.
gunshots or cannon fire.
We're not
it's
sure,
just
actually.
It's adding such a nice hint of drama to this interview. It's just perfect. As well as, of course, haunted guests. So, anybody that wants to support what you do, we definitely would encourage donations.
Absolutely.
Here as they visit Trundle Manor. What do you see going on in the future? Any renovation projects? Because you don't have much wall space.
No.
But,
as far as that goes, I think that's all determined on money. So unless a rich relative dies, which we don't have, so that might not happen.
Right.
But I think that renovations might be a little tough. The closest that I had ever thought about doing was creating a giant garage underneath our hill for
like
our many
cave.
Vehicles. Yeah, that I'd be happy with.
Now, am I mistaken, or was that a hearse outside?
Limousine.
Oh, limousine.
Hearses
okay.
are for lowly funeral directors. We're villains. We drive limousines.
We
Come
still
on,
put corpses man. In them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Nothing will stop us from that.
Oh, yes.
But they seem to be classic limousines. So are
they
you
are funerary limousines.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
I did get the right impression from them.
Yeah, the our fancy one down below is an 86... Cadillac, but it has the divider, full bar, television. And the one that's in the driveway that we're slowly turning into a Mad Max style vehicle is a 96 with a big engine, and it's a lot more fun to drive.
Very good.
So we put stack pipes out of the hood, and
the seats are torn out of the back. We can haul things with it.
Giant
nice.
Bumper on it. Yeah, sometimes.
Now, do you feel that you would ever leave Pittsburgh? Could Trundle Manor exist elsewhere, or is it purely Pittsburgh?
Oh, I'm sure we could exist somewhere else, but I feel like that's the last thing that I want to do.
I feel like moving would just be too much of an ordeal.
I love
with this place.
I always have.
We're very
Pittsburgh-centric. I grew up
four
blocks away.
Yeah.
So.
And I think the nature of our collection is, too, with the wildlife
mm-hmm.
that we get and the level of antiques that are on this coast,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's always been good to us. And we both grew up slightly rockabilly. And so the rockabilly scene hit right when I was an angsty teenager.
Yeah.
Enough so I could learn how to make hot rods and
yeah.
she could lust after me without me knowing. And,
Very good.
Right, darling?
Oh, I'm good at keeping secrets.
Now, what do your neighbors think of everything that goes on here.
They mostly enjoy it. If we have a big party, we make sure they know about it, if there's going to be music out in the yard or whatever. But other than that, the neighbor across the street gave us a dead squirrel. Their boy, who was about 10, came up holding it. So they understand.
Yeah, they want us to sponsor their soapbox derby racer.
Yeah.
So we might paint it like the old Munsters soapbox.
No, see, that is nice community spirit. I'm thinking, oh, your neighbors might bring you a pie, but they bring you a dead squirrel, you're just as impressed.
Oh, we'd love a pie.
I'll take a pie.
Sure.
Keep that in mind,
too. Pies are good, too.
We talked about doing a thing for the kids at Halloween, like having a pumpkin carving event or something.
Yeah.
We might do that this year, yeah.
Well, I imagine, you know, Halloween, late October is a pretty busy time for you, yes?
We have a pretty insane party.
Yeah, the party's huge. Tours don't change. They never seem to fluctuate all that much.
Somehow.
But we do have a big party that we do every year, and this year we're tying our party into our wedding, so it's going to be the after party.
Wonderful.
So we're hoping that people show up in costume.
Wonderful. Now, what other elements of that wedding do you feel are going to be so typically Trundle?
Well, we have the absinthe fountain. We'll be bringing that.
Yeah, we're hoping to have our belly dancer friends perform with and for us.
Yeah, like a vaudeville show where the highlight is us getting married.
We know a lot of bands, so we're hoping to employ them to serenade for the night.
It's going to be like a celebrity wedding, I think. Like, the magazine should cover this. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
We should definitely call the press. Liquor and fancy dress is the order.
An absinthe fountain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's our trademark.
Past 2 years, we've gotten rid of 6 gallons every Halloween party of absinthe in our absinthe fountain, which works pretty well.
You might be surprised. Each Halloween, we do an absinthe fountain and too many corn dogs. We do fried food. And fancy liquor. That's our favorite.
Well, I may not have heard about it, because probably not many people remember it.
Yes.
But you do. You are the chroniclers. Where did the manor get its name, Trundle?
Trundle Manor's name was more happened upon than acquired. When I first moved in, we were the Trundle Manor, or Trundle Graves Funeral Parlor and Taxidermy Service. Graves, my partner, flittered off a little bit, and I kept the Trundle name, and it grew from there. Subsequently, I was told to take down our Trundle Graves Funeral Parlor and Taxidermy Service sign, because most of the local funeral parlors thought that we were a real taxidermy service, or funeral parlor.
Oh, okay, so it was kind of just a...
They got mad that we were so close to normal houses. How can they have this business there?
Encroaching on your business, yeah.
And I think maybe without a license, I don't know, do you need that?
They didn't know.
To do taxidermy and embalming, I guess, in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The name is certainly recognized. Do you feel that you get a lot of visitors that are outside of the region?
Mostly
yeah.
Oh, really? So it is outside tourists that are primarily
We've had people from other countries. We've had a lot of college people, a lot of just tourists, you know, going around the country, various things like that.
Yeah, my favorite, the thing that finally for me solidified that we were an official tourist trap was, this was early on, but we had a family that had come from Wisconsin area, somewhere like that, and they were only traveling through Pennsylvania to take their kid to Boy Scout camp. And the only reason they stopped in Pittsburgh was for us. And it was this rotund family with all of them with glasses and short, nice haircuts, and they looked like the atypical American family from all the TV shows in the 90s that we grew up with. And to me, that was like, oh, you came just for us? That's amazing. And you were on a road trip. How perfect. We are now a tourist trap.
You've made it.
I hope that they enjoyed it enough, but not too much to make it an actual tourist destination. Yeah. Have to stay a trap always.
Right. So, yeah, they actually pay to get out.
Yes. Right?
That's
why the clown's by the door.
the clown's by the door?
Mm-hmm. I missed that. He's the one that takes your money.
I'll see him on the way out.
He'll see
certain.
You.
Very good. You know, I do feel a presence.
Do you?
I do.
Are you sensitive at all? Or?
You know, I used to be, and then I started drinking. And
that might be our problem. To the night.
Oh, indeed.
Or at least the morning.
This is going down very nicely. It's sweet, it's licoricey, and it almost looks like it's glowing, as I feel I may be in a moment.
It has a luching to it that the cold water does, but I like absinthe because it's not heavy, but it's still sweet.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm. So is there any big acquisition that you're after that you feel Trundle Manor just has to have that we haven't been able to get our hands on yet?
He is a vulture.
A vulture?
Yes, always.
Are you
always
looking for one?
Always wanted a vulture.
It's incredibly illegal, but we need one.
Yes.
Oh, because they're endangered.
Something
bird
like that.
Bird of prey.
I think any birds of any condors are legal to have, which would be hawks, vultures, things like that.
So we need to find a vulture that has died of natural causes.
You need to get the animal... What are they called?
Is it the EPA?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You need to get them involved so they can sign off on being allowed to have that kind of thing.
All right.
Which I have no idea how to do.
And well, I want to have a wax museum. I want to be the costumer for a wax museum. Maybe in the basement.
Oh, that would be
maybe as an addition.
Yeah.
That would be neat. Who would be your first celebrity acquisition?
I mean, it depends on what we can find. Well, yeah, Vincent Price because of the whole House of Wax situation.
Well, I can make one.
You should. You really should just sculpt a Vincent Price head. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Vincent Price. What's your favorite Vincent Price movie?
Probably Dr. Fibes. I mean, he's got so many, but that one is just so perfect in every way.
Oh, wait, that's not with the centipede. That was the Tingler.
That was the Tingler, yeah. Okay. No, Dr. Fibes was the one where his wife died, and it's the Art Deco one where he is the assistant. He's killing all the doctors in the biblical plagues.
Yes. They tend to blend together in my recollection a little bit.
Oh, he doesn't often play someone different from himself.
No, he plays Vincent Price every single time, which is why I love him so much.
Even in the Ten Commandments, which I think had the most wacky casting, he was even Vincent Price
in
there.
He was a pharaoh.
He was sort of whipping the, you know...
Enjoying it in such a smarmy way.
Right, and it was so creepy and decadent. Yeah, so even in ancient Egypt, he was still Dr. Fibes, you know. Well, here's to Vincent Price.
Yes.
I think it's good to remember him today. Indeed. Yeah, they don't make them like they used to. You know, there's nobody that's really filled that role. And Christopher Lee just passed away.
That's right.
That was very sad. That whole old horror set is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
he was the last of them, yeah.
Yeah. Really. But it's good to see that there are people here in Pittsburgh keeping classic terror alive.
Oh, we try.
We do our best.
With a friendly edge, you know?
It always was. A little bit of camp, a little bit of... Right. We're in on the joke, too. But.
It's very welcoming here. Yeah,
thank you.
You know, I myself was not frightened or, you know, offended.
We haven't tried hard enough.
I feel at home, and that's saying, I mean, of my tastes, I suppose. And I actually am redecorating now, so I'm getting a lot of ideas.
Yeah, please be inspired.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think I need a, you know, caribou with a top hat. I mean, that's just... I mean, come
on. They pretty much all have top hats. All the bears
and why
the foxes
not? It's,
have wigs.
They dress for dinner here, as I imagine most everybody does.
And we were taught at a young age to be more welcoming than anything to anybody. Mm. And I feel like to me, my greatest hero, Gomez Adams, always taught me that you could be unusual, but you don't have to be a dick about it.
And on that, we at Berg Vivant salute you, Mr. Arm, Ms. Von Minx. Cheers to you and to Trundle Manor. Indeed. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.